Any essential advice for those about to embark on their Egyptian adventure?
Absolutely. The most important thing, especially if it's your first time, is to research the specific entry and exit requirements for your nationality. Regulations can change, and you always want the most up-to-date information.
Okay, so where should people go to find this information? Is there a secret chamber in the Great Pyramid with all the answers?
If only. The best source is the official website of the Egyptian Ministry of Foreign Affairs.
Okay.
They have a whole section dedicated to visas and travel info. And it's always a good idea to double check with the Egyptian embassy or consulate in your home country.
So official sources are key. Got it.
Yep.
What about money matters?
Okay.
Should we be stuffing our pockets with US dollars or exchanging them for ancient gold coins?
Well, I'm sure some visitors wouldn't mind ancient gold coins. It's probably best to stick with the local currency.
Okay.
The Egyptian pound, US dollars are widely accepted, especially in touristy areas.
Right.
But having some local currency on hand is always helpful for smaller purchases
Yeah.
and those inevitable haggling sessions.
Makes sense. So a mix of dollars and pounds. Got it. Now let's talk transportation.
Okay.
Cairo is a bustling metropolis. How do we navigate that labyrinth without getting lost in a sea of chariots?
Thankfully, Cairo has a modern metro system.
Wow, really?
It's convenient, affordable, and a great way to get around the city without feeling like you're in a chariot race.
Metro, a traveler's best friend. But what if we're venturing beyond Cairo
Yeah.
to those ancient sites scattered across the land?
Egypt has a good transportation network,
Okay.
domestic flights, overnight trains, even buses. Just remember, journeys can be long, so factor that into your itinerary.
Yeah.
And if you're picturing those romantic Nile cruises you see in the movies,
Oh.
well, those are a must-do, of course.
A Nile cruise. Oh, yeah. Sign me up for that. But before we get swept away by the currents of the Nile, what about safety?
Okay.
Any tips to ensure our adventure doesn't turn into a mummy's curse?
Safety is always a priority.
Of course.
Like any destination, exercise caution and be aware of your surroundings. Petty theft can happen, especially in crowded tourist areas. So keep those valuables close.
Got it.
And avoid traveling alone at night, especially in unfamiliar places.
Okay, so pay six street smarts apply. What about taxis?
Okay.
Are those safe?
If you're taking taxis, stick to licensed ones.
Okay.
Ask your hotel or tour operator for recommendations. And if you're heading into remote areas, deserts, mountains,
Yeah.
always tell someone your itinerary and expected return time.
Okay.
You know, just in case you stumble upon a hidden tomb and need rescuing.
Safety first, always a good rule. Now, before we get too deep into exploring pyramids and hidden tombs, what about health? Are there any special vaccinations or health concerns we need to be aware of?
It's always best to consult your doctor or a travel health specialist well in advance.
Okay.
They can give you personalized advice based on your health history and itinerary.
So a visit to the travel clinic is a must.
Definitely.
Any common ailments we should be prepared for?
Traveler's diarrhea is a common one.
Oh, yeah.
So be mindful of food and water hygiene.
Right.
Drink bottled water. Avoid ice in drinks, unless you're sure it's made with purified water.
Good tip.
And packing a basic first aid kit is always a good idea.
Basic hygiene first aid kit. Check and check. Now, I know this might seem like a silly question,
Go ahead.
but given that Egypt is basically one giant, ancient, sun-baked wonder, is there anything specific we should pack for the weather?
You're not silly at all. Packing for Egypt's climate is crucial.
Okay.
Think lightweight, breathable clothing, a hat, sunglasses, sunscreen.
Yeah.
The desert sun is no joke.
So basically, dress like an ancient Egyptian, but with modern day sun protection.
Exactly. And even though it's hot during the day,
Yeah.
those desert nights can get chilly, so pack layers.
Oh, okay.
Think of it as dressing for both the scorching heat of Ra, the sun god, and the cool embrace of Nut, the sky goddess.
Okay, layers for the win.
Yeah.
But what about if we're visiting mosques or religious sites? Anything we should keep in mind?
Right. Modesty is key when visiting religious sites.
Okay.
Make sure you have clothes that cover your shoulders and knees.
It's a sign of respect and ensures you're appropriately dressed for those sacred spaces.
Modesty and respect, always good travel companions. Wow, we've covered a lot of ground here.
We have.
Visas, cultural tips, safety, health, even fashion advice.
It's all connected.
I'm feeling like a seasoned Egypt explorer already.
Me too. It's amazing how much there is to learn and discover about a destination even before we set foot on its soil.
Absolutely. But now that we've got the practicalities down,
Okay.
let's indulge our inner Indiana Jones and start planning those adventures.
Right.
Pyramids, Sphinx, Valley of the Kings.
Oh, yeah.
Where should we go first? Stay tuned as we unlock the secrets of Egypt's iconic landmarks and hidden gems.
Can't wait.